anti-enterprise, anti-jobs and against the best interests of this country. That's how Taoiseach Micheál Martin characterised Richard Boyd Barrett's opposition to CETA. That's the Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement between Canada and the EU, which our Supreme Court has just found to be unconstitutional. That was in a case brought by Green TD Patrick Costello. In the Dáil today, Richard Boyd Barrett, that's of People Before Profit, had warned that ratifying CETA could have unforeseen consequences.
I don't want, as has just happened in the United States, where the National Apartment Association representing big investors in apartments has just taken the US federal court to court through the investor court system and is claiming billions in losses because of the introduction of a moratorium on evictions.
No country can be sued for adhering to the European Union Treaty. It's daft to suggest you could be. You can't. Neither can any country be sued in respect of upholding its own constitution. And that would be the effects of the amendment to the Arbitration Act. So you should not scaremonger in the hypothetical manner that you do and raise the one issue. I have read and I've taken far more substantive advice on this question than you have.
Okay, that was Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Richard Boyd Barrett. Paul, just what is the story? Like, what is the story with the referendum now? I mean, normally, if the Supreme Court finds,
well, I suppose the issue is that the Supreme Court didn't say that a referendum has to happen. It said that in the current form, it probably should, but you can amend the Arbitration Act. The government on Friday, we were with the Taoiseach in Blackpool as the judgment came down, and Taoiseach said, look, we have to take the AG's advice, we have to look at all of the judgments that were handed down by the Supreme Court, and we have to view this all in the round. But he was very much, early opinion was that you could do this through legislation, you could pass it through the Oireachtas in the new year.
And that's what he was saying there today
And you could essentially kind of smooth it out and pass it through the Oireachtas and ratify CETA within the next few months, in theory.
How do you find that theory?
Well, look, I noticed that Taoiseach said there that he got quite substantive advice, but that advice was incorrect because we were told that you can pass this no problem and it's not unconstitutional. And Deputy Patrick Costello was absolutely correct that you cannot, not right now. I suppose...
Sorry, can I just... Because just to be clear, because people are confused about this, I think, reasonably so.
So
where is the Green Party on this? Because Eamon Ryan... told us in 2021 that he had changed his mind about it, that he was now okay with it, and he thinks actually the way that CETA currently was okay, did not have the concerns, raise the concerns for him that it originally had.
Well, the Green Party's ratified policy is to object to CETA because we don't believe in investor courts. It puts corporations above people. I believe Minister Ryan's position is that he accepted the AG's advice. That advice has been proven to be incorrect. And therefore,
where is he on it now?
Well, you're going to have to ask Eamon yourself about that. I can't speak for him and I know he wouldn't want me to. But what I would say is this, is that if we change the Arbitration Act of 2010...
Are all the ministers... is everybody on the same page in the Green Party now?
Well, I don't go to PP meetings at the moment. I'm out. Okay. So I can't tell you what
you're discussing. You haven't had any discussions, internal parties?
Not at all. And look, what they found was is that at the moment, the CETA trade deal arbitration clause puts their decisions above our own court's decision. And what they're saying is the Arbitration Act could change that and bring it in so that it's almost a collaborative effort. Yeah. But that opens us up to other investor courts, not just CETA. We have Mercosur coming down the line. We're trying to, well, I presume, considering every other country in Europe is trying to get out of the Energy Charter Treaty, we are also looking to that. So I don't, first of all, think that it's as straightforward as the Taoiseach might like to imply, but also I'm not sure we want to do that. Why, one of the few countries in the world that isn't entangled in a huge amount of investor courts, why would we want to make it easier, take away that protection of our constitution, for us to be entangled in something that the rest of the world is trying to remove themselves from?
Well, presumably do you want to explain why? And I'll let you back in then, Len. Why? Answer that one, Barry Cowan.
Well, in the first instance, the Programme for Government supports new and existing EU trade deals. which has the potential to expand Ireland's export options into new markets.
Doesn't mention CETA, though.
No.
Doesn't mention CETA. I know that. We discussed that during the time the agreement was being reached. We decided not to mention CETA.
It was deliberately
danced
around that
time. It was, because there was misgivings on the part of some within the Green Party. Those misgivings, it was thought, were dealt with by virtue of the Attorney General's opinion. That was challenged, and bravely and boldly challenged by Patrick Costigan. You'd have to
He wasn't being hailed for his bravery or boldness at the time. He was being astonished. It was quite chilling in his commentary of the case.
But look, the decision of the courts has been made. The judgment has to be assessed. As Paula said, there would appear to be a pathway to resolve this issue through legislation. It is hoped we can do that. The last thing we want to do is jeopardise 400 Enterprise Ireland companies that trade with Canada, $4 billion worth of exports for this country, thousands of jobs. There can be some damage done to that were we not to ratify this plan.
Is this not inevitably just going to end up back before the Supreme Court, though? You know, whatever legislative tweaks are done to it.
That's for those who have the responsibility within government to extensively go through this and to make a sound recommendation thereafter, having had the benefit of six judgments from the Supreme Court. And the legislation should flow from that. And if somebody wishes to challenge it thereafter, I can't vouch for that decision on their part, but I can be sure that this is a much more informed piece of legislation, having been guided by the Supreme Court in relation to this issue. And as
so fair play to Patrick Costello.
But as Nasa said, you take it at face value. There are other trade deals that the EU will enter into in relation to Mercosur and so forth. And that too has to protect us against the same fears that were there in relation to the investor courts.
First and foremost, this is scaremongering in relation to the CETA trade deal, because 98% or 99% of the deal has happened. The trading is happening. This is about ratifying the investor court system. I gave you a good run there, Mary. This is about introducing or exposing Ireland to investor courts. And the government were reckless in that they tried to railroad this through with a 55-minute debate in December last year, and they were stopped. And in bravely, as we said, Patrick Costello took a case. I have my own cases still in the High Court. We're reviewing the legal judgments now to see if all of our legal points were addressed or whether or not we'll have to pursue that case. But you take a big risk in taking a case on. And, you know, I've listened to the Taoiseach to talk about that they would pursue costs. Do you mean that's wrong in terms of access to justice in the first place? People should be able to see if what their government is doing is upholding the Constitution. They should be complimented for doing that. But at the moment, as NASA has said, there are countries getting themselves and untangling themselves from these investor court systems. They're getting out of them. In NAFTA, America negotiated their way out of investor courts. The Energy Charter Treaty, EU countries are leaving on a daily basis at this stage, with the most recent being Germany, because they're on the hook for billions whenever they try to introduce policy, because it's not about the right to regulate. You can still regulate, but you will pay compensation to whoever is affected by that regulation. And Ireland is exceptionally exposed under CETA because of the Irish REIT. And Richard Boyd Barrett was correct in his analogy inside in the Dáil, that if we try to bring in rent controls or any sort of changes around the Irish REIT investment funds, their business plan is based on a 4%
increase. The investor courts
bypass the Constitution. That's the point. They bypass our courts and go to a body that we don't have oversight of.
I don't agree with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has exercised, one voice.
CETA, the tribunal ICS, will exercise judicial powers in respect of the Irish state and give decisions enforceable here under law. They bypass the courts, and that is the point of contention. And changing the Arbitration Act may technically fix that, but it may also mean that in order for you to do the changes to the legislation to the 2010 Arbitration Act, you will have to renegotiate some parts
parts of CETA. And
Good
luck to anyone going to the EU and saying that Ireland wants to renegotiate.
The
Supreme Court set out under domestic law how we could change our law to facilitate us sidestepping the Constitution, but it didn't outline what the CETA trade agreement will make of that. So we might they might take exception to us putting our own courts on par with their investor courts, and they might not accept it. So we'd actually be back into renegotiation no matter what.
I think there's also the question of the spirit of it, and this is something that Taoiseach has kind of danced around a couple of times since the Supreme Court judgment. Is we've basically had a trade deal go to the Supreme Court that was found to be unconstitutional. At this point, there is the argument that the public should have its say on it. Mm. That rather than just try and fix an existing piece of legislation to kind of...
What are you asking the public to do, Paul?
Well, whether or not you would ratify the trade deal. I mean, the question...
Do you support private courts for investors?
Well, I think that the overall trade deal could be put to the public, because the question is...
The overall trade deal?
Well,
that's contained within it.
The ratification of it.
Would that put in jeopardy any trade that's taken place between the Irish economy and its firms and its businesses and its companies with Canadian companies today?
Well, I suppose I don't think existing trade would be damaged.
You either continue with existing trade, which is based on it.
But Barry,
or you
do you not accept?
Yeah, and if you don't,
you could.
I mean, are you putting in jeopardy?
But do you not accept that the Irish courts and the Canadian courts are fit for purpose?
The revenue it's generating, the ability of that revenue to do everything else in this economy.
Well, yeah, but the question then is it better to kind of try and force
the Supreme Court is the highest court in the land. It has made a decision. Six judges have passed judgment. It's incumbent on the government to respond to that, to analyse it, to scrutinise it, to bring forward legislation which it believes can rectify the situation.
Well, the judgment does
and
make
if the Dáil, which represents the people, makes a decision thereafter, we move with it. And that's the way democracy works.
The point here is ratification of CETA is the only bit that's still outstanding is the investor courts. And I do think that the Irish people should have a say on whether or not they support the concept of private investor courts that they, as citizens,
Is it dishonest to suggest that you can just shave off the investor courts part of the CETA deal and that all other trade will sail on without it?
Sure, there's at least 12 European countries that haven't ratified CETA for the very reason that they know this is so controversial at a member state level.
No one is waiting on Ireland to do this.
There's no Germany pressure on Ireland to do it. France hasn't ratified it in its upper house. I mean, and actually some of the comments from one of the French ministers was there wasn't a hope in hell they were going to try and ratify it before an election. So this is a controversial topic across the EU. And for some reason, as I said, the Taoiseach particularly seems to want to race headlong into tying Ireland up into investor courts at a time when all the other countries are trying to reverse out of them.
Okay, we'll leave that one there, because no doubt we will be talking about that one again.